The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and, of course, the great outdoors. What a week. The General Assembly finally adjourned by sine die on the 13th, and right up to the last minute, two bills that we're most concerned about. One was the banning of lead ammunition for hunting in Maryland, and the other one was the Sunday hunting bill, which was meant to simplify Sunday hunting regulations and turn the authority of Sunday hunting over to the Department of Natural Resources and take it out of the hands of the General Assembly. Both just about missed the deadline for becoming passed or whatever. Well, the lead ban did not pass. The bill became unbelievable. I'll get into more of that in a minute. But the Senate version and the House version were in conference committee right up till midnight when sine die and the General Assembly was adjourned. And the lead ban on ammunition did not pass. Two very, very different approaches from the House and the Senate. And like I said, I'll just briefly touch on that here in a minute. The Sunday hunting bill, which handed the authority for Sunday hunting regulations over the Department of Natural Resources and took it out of the hands of the General Assembly, did pass with so many convoluted, complicated, confusing. Wow, convoluted, confusing. Wow, I said three words there that were interesting. You get the point. It is going to take a lot of study in the regulations to find out whether you're going to be legal to hunt on Sunday in your particular county. I mean it. The carve-out, if you recall, some counties had the carve-out where you had to stop at 10:30 prior to this season. Well, the carve-out is still there. You can hunt from half hour before in certain Sundays, certain counties. You can hunt from sunrise to 10:30 in the morning. And then you're allowed to go back in the woods at 3 o'clock. All this to make sure that the horse riders are safe out there. And you can go back in at 3:30, but you can only hunt till sunset. Gone is the twilight 30 minutes after sunset, when, in my opinion, that's when you see the most deer movement. So stand by, folks. It's going to be a bumpy ride this hunting season. But it's only this hunting season. Then next year, they changed the regulations again, and it's even more confusing. Just thought you'd like to know. So, the one good thing that did allow Sunday hunting for deer and archery hunting for deer in Baltimore City for the entire season with no restrictions this year. So I'm trying to find out, and I haven't had that question answered, if that is Baltimore City properties, per se the reservoirs. I don't know. I do not know if those are considered part of the city or not. So stand by. We'll learn more as we go along here. There's an article written coming up in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. I received a draft the other day. I'm having difficulty deciphering it. So, anyway, let's talk to Glenn. Good morning, Glenn. How are you this morning?
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing all right, buddy. How are you doing?
I'm here. Still looking down to the grass. Where there's grass at?
I got you. Yeah, I got you. So, I don't know if you noticed it or not, but the winter wheat crop and some of the other cover crops have just blown up this week. I mean, it's the green fields everywhere on the eastern shore anyway. That's
well, when you have it up to almost around 90 degrees, that kind of stuff is definitely going to shoot up.
No question. No question. It was a hot week, that's for sure.
Yeah.
That's for sure. So
I just hope
yes, indeed.
When we get to, like say May and June, levels back off to where it's supposed to be at.
Oh yeah, yeah, you're right.
Instead of
can't
getting extra hot or turn cold as heck.
That's right. Yeah, well, we've had those. Go ahead.
Yeah, I remember hearing years ago that there was one year that I guess it was colder than normal during like late spring and in summer. Like,
well, that's true.
Heard the crops didn't grow worth a darn and all. So,
mm-hmm.
I don't remember hearing what year that was, but
that can happen.
Anyway.
Yep. Exactly right. So stand by, I guess. You never know what's going to happen with the weather.
Right, that's for sure. Well, that's all. If it does, we can't do a darn thing about it. That's kind of up to Mother Nature.
Yeah, you're right about that. You're right about that. Not much to be done, for sure. So, well, listen, buddy, you have a good week, okay? I appreciate the call.
You tell by yourself.
And we'll talk to you soon. I will, buddy. Thanks. Yep. All right, man. Take care. All right, there goes Glenn. yes. So, let's talk about a couple events coming up. This week, Bell Creek Equipment is having their open house. It starts on Friday, 24th, 8 to 5 Saturday, April 25th, 9 to 4, and Sunday, April 26th from 9 to 3. Now, they sell a lot of equipment. I don't know if you've been by there. They're right out there on Dover Bridge Road in Bethlehem between Easton and Preston. Right there where you got to slow down to 30 miles an hour to go through the little town of Bethlehem. The Bad Boy Mowers, the Coyote Tractors, the LS Tractors, the CF Moto ATVs and side-by-sides are all on display. Factory reps will be there, and you'll have great financing deals, as low as 0% with your credit approval, of course, and giveaways with your purchase. Hustler Lawn Equipment is another brand that they carry. So there's going to be a raffle for a Spartan battery-operated hedge trimmer and an Arctic Kawasaki cooler. The miniature goats will be here along with the Secret World alpacas and the miniature donkeys for the kids. There'll be four or five food trucks out there, too, so make sure that you have good refreshments. So there's something for the whole family, and we hope to see you there. Bell Creek Equipment, 21927 Dover Bridge Road in Preston, Maryland. The phone number is 410-673-2700. The website is bellcreekequipment.net. Just keep an eye on their Facebook page for updates. Bell Creek Equipment, 410-673-2700. Now, coming up a little later is the Haverty Grace Decoy Museum Outdoorsman. Well, how about that? The Haverty Grace Decoy Museum Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival, 44th annual, coming to the Star Center at 700 Congress Street in Haverty Grace in conjunction with the Haverty Grace Decoy Museum. That's on Saturday, May 2nd from 9 to 5 and Sunday, May 3rd from 9 till 3. This is a family-friendly, fun-filled event featuring over 100 exhibitors who will present decoys and outdoor products for sale. 100 vendors. Decoy carving and competition. Competitions highlight the event. You can explore the history of decoy carving, meet the famous carvers and learn about a waterfowl gunning, and the displays inside the decoy museum. My eyes are funny this morning. How about that? Located at 215 Giles Street. So visitors are urged to visit www.decoymuseum.com and download a map of the Decoy Festival, because it's around town a little bit, a couple different places, the high school, the Star Center, and at the museum itself. So make Harvard & Grace your target destination on Saturday and Sunday, May 2nd and 3rd, for the 2026 Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival. It's decoymuseum.com. And one more thing coming up here in the next couple of weeks. We've got the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Chesapeake Banquet. Alan Ellis here, your master of ceremonies for the Chesapeake chapter of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation at their exceptional fundraising banquet on Saturday, May 2nd at the Point at Pintail, a.k.a. Pintail Point. The doors open at 4 p.m. You, too, can join the fun and have a terrific meal. Fellow conservationist, tickets are only $50, which includes your membership in the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation and the Digital Bugle magazine. You and your friends can also enjoy a round of sporting clays for an additional $35. That range opens at 9 a.m. And you can win great guns and hunting gear when you purchase raffle tickets or play the games for prizes. And the winning starts right now. I'm giving away 4 tickets. This week, I will notify the winners so they have time to make their plans. Just call into 410-WCBM-680. That's 410-922-6680. That's a regular call-in number. Leave your name and number with Aaron, who's manning the phones right now. You don't have to go on the air with me, but you do have to be interested in going. I'm not going to give a ticket away to somebody that's not going to attend. Sorry. Join me at the Chesapeake chapter of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Banquet on Saturday, May 2nd from 4 till 7. For tickets and raffle tickets, register at rmef.org, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, rmef.org. For questions, give Denise a call at 302-335-3635. I'll see you there for sure. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Hey, it's getting warm out there. Yep. Hit 90 degrees this week. Summer's here, kinda. It's time to dress up that backyard for fun times with your family and your friends. Now, Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, that's your go-to place for making backyards fun. A giant selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture is available right there, including tables and chairs, especially those Adirondack chairs. They're really cool. They got rockers and all kinds of different things with the Adirondack chairs in every color and pattern. It's amazing. About 1,000 of them in stock. You can see all that stuff from Route 50. Right there at exit 44 on Kent Island. You'll find gym sets and tiki bars and storage sheds and gazebos and pergolas and all that stuff on display. Sheds and greenhouses, dog kennels, chicken coops, free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside Backyard Billy's ginormous showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills. Plenty of them by Big Green Egg and Memphis and others. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and the freestanding deck umbrellas, which are amazing. I don't know why I mentioned them, but they're just cool to me. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle, theme, and budget. And Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Visit Backyard Billy's. Backyardbillies.com. The phone number is 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500. Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week, Route 50 at exit 44. That's Evans Avenue, Graysonville. You get off the exit, make the first right on Drummer Drive, and you're right there at Backyard Billy's and Hearth America. Your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can practice your wing shooting and sighting your firearms. And now you can relive a bygone era at the new old-time shooting gallery. Plink away at colorful targets just like the carnival days. Use authentic .22 gallery guns and get the ammo right there. 20 shots for only 10 bucks. Tons of fun for the kids or grandkids in a controlled environment. You can compete with friends, book a birthday bachelor, bachelorette party, and have a blast. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays. Inside Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. And Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays, Rifle Range, and brand new old-time shooting gallery.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down. Oh, drinking beer in a cabaret, was I having fun? Until one night she caught me right, now I'm on the run.
Oh, lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down. Oh, I see you every night, Bing, and I'll woo you every day. I'll be your regular mama, and I'll put that gun away.
Oh, lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay the thing down before it goes off and hurts somebody. Oh, she kicked out my windshield and she hit me over the head.
Sounds like the type of girl you like to meet. Oh, brother. Hey, you heard the commercial there for Delmarva Sporting Clays. I had the opportunity to shoot the shooting gallery yesterday, kind of with the recommendation of one of our listeners who sent a very nice email about the fun time they had. It is fun, I will tell you. You can stand or sit. You can shoot the 22, the old pump-action gallery gun. And you can shoot at a moving line of Indians and buffaloes. You can shoot the top row, which is birds and stars. You can shoot owls on a revolving wheel. You can shoot the bigger targets and hear the bells ring. And it's pretty cool. Now, that is cool. That's a lot of fun. But what I got was a tour of the behind-the-scenes part. the Indians and buffaloes are going to be replaced. They're going to be deer, white-tailed deer, sika deer. There's going to be a goose replace the chicken on the top of the display. It's going to be updated to be more of an Eastern Shore style shooting gallery rather than a Wild West. I think it's so cool. And, you hit the targets and the bell rings, or you knock one of them over, you shoot an owl and he disappears and then pops back up. You shoot a star at the top and it spins on its axis. You shoot a buffalo or an Indian and it knocks them down on the, as they're going by. It's pretty cool. It really is. All shot with a little 22 shorts. Kids can shoot. And no danger, no recoil, just a great time on that little shooting gallery there. So I just want to give them a little thumbs up that I was actually able to go shoot that thing. You should too, Delmarva Sporting Clays, that's for sure. All right, 410 WCBM 680. I know there's Turkey Day today. It's the first day of spring turkey season. I'm guessing the guys are getting in the woods right now. And it's never a good time to ask for turkey people to call because they like to get in there before daylight. They like to, find out where the gobblers are and just sit quietly. At least that's the plan, sit quietly till you hear the bird gobble and then call to them on the roost. Some people go in and will do a little low hen yelp to get the gobbler to gobble off the roost or off the limb where he's sitting. But the tactic that seems to work best for me is to just go in quietly and just sit and wait. And he'll gobble eventually. He will. So, if he's there. So, yeah, first day of turkey season. I'm looking forward to my turkey day out in I'm going to go two times with other people who are far, far better at it than me. I'm going to go to Southern Lower Eastern Shore down by Pocomoke with a friend. And I'm going to go to Western Maryland again with my Bobby, Bobby Dutrow. And hopefully we'll have some good success. So got a new red dot on my turkey shotgun, my 20 gauge, and haven't even had time to shoot that this season yet. So could be this weekend. Get that done and then head out there. So looking forward to it. And if you are not in the woods yet, feel like you'd like to call, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Give us a call. That's for sure. So, Senate bill for the lead ban, this is amazing to me what happened. The title was Hunting, Lead and Lead-Based Ammunition Phase-Out Restrictions of, and the name was changed to Restrictions of Venison Donation. And if you know how to read a bill, underlined stuff was added, crossed out stuff was deleted. I'm not even going to read this to you. Here's what basically it says. Upon inspection at a venison facility, a deer processor, DNR will be on hand to look for violations of an animal that was shot with lead-based ammunition, but only if it's going to be donated. So what the Senate bill did was take a lead ban, a total lead ban, and say, we're only going to ban the donation of venison to nonprofit organizations that was shot with lead-based ammunition, based on science that people can be harmed by ingesting lead. So the people that get some venison from the food banks, and there's a lot of it donated, are now protected, would have been under the bill if it had passed, that was originally intended to ban lead and lead-based ammunition. So in other words, if the deer was, lead's not banned, okay? Lead ammunition, rifle bullets, shotgun slugs, muzzle loader balls, and that type of thing, not banned. But the Senate would have not banned the lead-based ammunition, but would have banned the donation of venison to the nonprofits, the food banks, and so forth, if it had been shot with lead-based ammunition. Well, if you're not going to ban lead, naturally that's what it's going to be. So my question is, doesn't Natural Resources Police have more better things to do in deer season than to sit at a venison processing plant and inspect the deer that are going to be shot to tell if they're shot with lead-based ammunition? What are they going to do? What are they going to do? Deer gets dropped off. Hunter says, donate it. Butcher says, okay. They start the processing job. When does DNR come in? They go in, they say, okay, how many deer you got donated here? Well, there's one there, and there's one over here. We got one on the cutting board. We got one on the bandsaw. We got guys skinning one over there. So what are they going to do? Track down the person who donated that deer? See how unworkable this whole thing is, how unenforceable this whole thing is? And that was a Senate version. The House wanted to go straight to the ban. However, they watered it down and said, we're going to bed lead-based ammunition if other alternatives are available for the firearms. So if you got a 308 and you buy 308 copper ammunition, well, then you got to use that. But if you use if you have an old 8mm and you can't get copper ammunition for your 8mm, well, then, DNR is going to allow that. And if there's no copper-based slugs available, well, then they'll allow that. If there's no copper-based muzzleloader ammo available for your gun, like the round balls you shoot for the traditional season, then they're going to allow that. So what another nightmare. DNR going to, interview everybody and say, oh, what gun are you shooting? And by the way, there's copper-based ammunition for that, and it's up to you to buy it. Ridiculous. 100%. Anyway, that's my rant. I'm done. Done on the laws until we get some clarity on what the Sunday hunting thing is going to be all about. That's for sure. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I've given one ticket away today for the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation banquet on May 2nd, but you must be interested in attending. So I'll be notifying the people that have already won this week. I'll notify everybody, as a matter of fact. Any callers on the line there, Aaron?
Not yet.
Wow. I like your outlook. Not yet. Not just yet. So Marilyn Loves Crabs magazine is shaping up to be pretty good. We're going to be sending the covers out to the printer this weekend. We're still looking for good... Almost sneezed. I'm going to anyway. We're looking for good photos. So if you got pictures of you and your family eating crabs, send them. If you got pictures of you catching a crab, you're displaying your catch with a couple of bushels and the people that caught them, there's plenty of pictures like that out there. Send them to me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. We could always use some more pictures. Recipes, we got a few. Carol Sherrington is back in the picture with a five-layer crab dip, which looks amazing. And what else did she send the other day? Got to see what that was. Let me scroll here. Oh, hot honey crab and corn dinner flan. Flan. Hot honey glazed crab and corn dinner flan. Ooh, man, that looks good. All right. 410-922-6680. That's our phone number. We need some phone calls, don't we, Aaron? This is, after all, a talk radio show. So now is the time to call. Now is the time. What time is it? Oh. Hey, Spurrier's Tire Service, located at corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 15 East, and that's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as all the other top brands. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car or your truck, your make, any make or model. And don't forget to apply for the Bridgestone Firestone financing plan. I did. It's great. So Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your barnyard, the garden tractors to farm tractors. If you own any kind of trailer, ATV, Spurry's has the tires. Spurry's offers tire repair, of course, on the spot and full-service automotive repair. They can check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle when that dreaded check engine light comes on. They also have the farm service. You see all those machines on the highway that, you know, get in your way and you got to try and figure out how to get around them? There's big giant tires on those machines and all the different varieties. Well, Spurry's has a farm team service team that goes to the farms and works on those tires and creates, good work environment for the farmer. 24-hour truck service and more. That farm service team, the 24-hour truck service and more, has kept Spurry's customers, farmers, and including my family and me, very, very, very happy for 30 years. As a matter of fact, I'm wearing my new Firestone Destination tires right now. Yep. If you see Mike Spurry in the shop or about town, tell me about heard about Spurry's Tire Service on the radio. And stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton at 410-822-7384. Again, no appointment for tires. Visit the website, spurrystire.com. That's 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. Now, Clyde Sports Shop. Clyde's have been around since 1957. Looks like a big anniversary coming up next year, that's for sure. You can see all types of rods and reels. Shakespeare Ugly Stick, Pfluger rods and reels, the beautiful lineup of St. Croix rods, and all the other brands. The Daiwas, the Shimano's, and all that stuff. They've got all that. You got kids' fishing combos. You got fishing tackle, lures and baits for any kind of fishing that you would like to do. Licenses, lures, for tackle for perch and trout and panfish and bass and catfish. They got the hooks and the lead weights and all the terminal tackle too, the rockfish circle hooks, the bucktails, the umbrellas, the parachutes, all of the above. Where's Clyde's located? Very simple, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, just off Beltway, exit number 9 in Baltimore, 21227, and that's Lansdowne, Halethorpe area. Phone number there is 410-242-6108, 242-6108, ClydeSportsShop.com is the website, as I mentioned. Been around since 1957. They're your full-line Browning dealer, a full complement of handguns and long guns as well. Clyde's is open 7 days a week. Stop by, get some bait, get some tackle. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL, handgun qualification license courses, can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Crabs, crabs, crabs. Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crab meat, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Cause you can't. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Thank you, Hank Jr. Who's the caller, Aaron?
We have Craig in Virginia.
Craig in Virginia. Good morning, Craig. How are you, buddy?
I'm fine. Alan, how are you doing?
Good. What's going on?
So I was calling you about copper bullets and also about the shooting gallery, but let's talk about copper bullets first.
All right.
Anybody that's not well-versed with them, you need to make a shot on bone. Or something hard. They don't expand.
That's correct. That's correct.
I had loaded up a bunch of 140 grain Barnes PTXs, pushing them about anywhere from 2,800, and then with the Ackley improved cartridges that I have, I push them at about 3,100, and they got a guy. I'm on 95. He's wrecking his car. Anyways,
don't do that.
Yeah, no. I don't know. It was a Tesla. It kind of went out of crate. Anyways, let me get back to this. Sorry about that, Alan.
Yep.
So, you know, I'm pushing them fast enough for them to expand, and, you know, you take a hard shot, and it just passes right through. And then you're tracking, and then you're tracking for a long time.
Yep.
I lost an 8-point buck. Beautiful. I didn't lose them. I found them about a week later. Of course, you know, all that beautiful meat's gone.
And, yes, indeed.
And I had no idea that I needed to take a high shoulder shot or a neck shot.
You need to take it. Yep, you need to take a high shoulder shot or neck shot with that, so that the bullet actually does expand and do some damage. Well, I will tell you this. We did our test this week. We did our scope test for the folks at Hawk on their 308 specific scope. And it fired very, very well. The scope did a great job. The rifle did not. We would fire two shots on a cold barrel, you know, 1-inch group or less. Take the third shot, flyer.
Yeah.
Every type of ammunition, every time we did it. We fired 150 grain. We fired 165 grain. We fired 168 grain. We fired 180 grain. And we fired the copper bullet, which I think was also 165, if I remember right. But we fired four or five different types of ammunition. Every time, let the barrel cool down, take one shot, bullseye. Second shot, bullseye. Third shot, pull to the right. Every type of ammo. This barrel was a 1 in 11 twist, and it was a thin-barreled firearm. Good for one shot. But I will say that the copper bullet did very, very well accurately. And when I say we did a test. We went to an 100% indoor range, 100-yard indoor range.
No wind.
The only one I know of. No wind, nothing to detract from just shooting the bullet downrange. We actually shot at the Guntry Club in Owings Mills. They were very courteous to us to allow us to do this test without any outside influences. Nice range. I mean, you know, you put your target on the board at the bench and you send it downrange with the launcher, and then you have a 100-yard target. You have a 50-yard target. Both of them have cameras on it. You pull it back. You retrieve it. You replace your target if you need to. It was all automatic, and it was very, very cool. So, but like I said, the barrel, the gun left us down. The scope was fantastic. I mean, it responded to the adjustments perfectly. The square that we shot at 25 yards when we shot it the first time, and then moved it out to the 100 yards and shot the square, the scope adjustments were spot on. And when I say shot the square, you shoot at the bullseye, wherever the bullet hits, you adjust from where the bullet hits. So we did a 2-inch square. Where the bullet hit, we clicked up 2 inches, and then you click right 2 inches, and then you click down 2 inches, and then you click left 2 inches. And your idea is to get a perfect square to see how the scope accurately shoots. And the last shot, the fifth shot, was at the was clicked over to where the first point of the square was at the bottom left, and it keyholed it. I mean, so we knew the scope was doing a perfect job. But again, the gun left us down. So
that's key.
But yeah, exactly. So
that's, I do that with all my scopes to make sure they track. That's very critical, because if it won't track, it won't stay. I've
seen
that with most of the scopes that won't track. They actually you can have nice tight mounts, and it'll still. You think you're on, and then it moves. So
I do
a lot of long range shooting, and
sure.
So, for anybody who's not well versed with the copper bullets, make sure you make a shot on bone. Otherwise, you could lose the animal. You know, it could be a perfect shot.
Yeah.
You know. But that shooting gallery.
Well, you're the guy that emailed me.
Yes, sir, I am. And I'll tell you what.
That's fun.
Down there that run that place they're awesome. And
they're good
they
people.
Really, they bolstered my daughter. She was hitting. He said that he didn't have many. And I'm gonna go ahead and tout my daughter, because I'm really proud of her. She's 14. She's a good shot. She can actually outshoot me, but she was hitting
good.
the spinning owls perfectly.
Yeah.
Every single shot, and he was like, "That girl can shoot." So,
exactly.
I was really proud of her. I'm not sure if he was, you know, just trying to make her feel good, but he was.
No, that's a hard target.
Oh yeah, and she was timing it perfectly.
That's a difficult target. Yep. Yeah, I waited on the owls till they came around at 10 o'clock, and you know I was waiting for them. I ambushed them, but the buffaloes were easy. The Indians were a little more difficult.
Indians are difficult. Yeah, the buffaloes are simplistic, and any of the not moving. I'm thinking about taking her again today if we can make a pilgrimage down there. I'm on my way up to Delaware to visit a couple more weeks before school's out, and then they're officially moving down to Virginia, and we're gonna.
Gotcha.
We've decided to leave Delaware and the Maryland area to go back to Virginia, where we're from. And unfortunately, we brought the bad gun laws with us.
Man, oh man, you got some horrible gun laws down there. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Laws and the property.
Oh,
laws.
Yeah.
We're in for it, Alan.
Yeah, it's not going to change for the better. That's for sure. In Virginia and Delaware, Maryland are the same. I mean, it's that unholy corridor of blue states. It's just awful. So.
Uh huh. Yep.
All right, buddy.
Unfortunately, Virginia's. Oh yes. Okay, Alan. Well, look. Have a good day. Thank you for an awesome show. You keep me awake in my mornings. Coming up to Delaware. So thank you so much.
Well, good, man, and thanks for the nice email. I read that on the air last year, and I sent it to the folks down there at DSCFFF, Delmarva Sporting Clays, Fin Furs and Feathers. So, good people.
Sure.
Zeke and his wife were there yesterday, and you know Shannon and Charlie, you know, are the employees there. They did a great job. Charlie was with us out on the range, so it was a good time. Talk to you later, man. Sure. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right.
See ya.
Bye. Yep. Bye-bye. All right. Cool. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. All right. Hey, you know what? Excuse me. Where are we at here? Did that. Huh. All right. Coming up this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 24th, the 25th, and Sunday, the 26th, is the Bell Creek Equipment Open House. Lots of equipment. You need to go by there and take a look. They've got it all lined up. It's beautiful. The Bad Boy mowers and tractors, the Coyote tractors, the LS tractors, the CF Moto ATVs and side-by-sides, the Hustler lawn equipment inside. All of that is going to be on sale. With great financing deals as low as 0% with your credit approval, giveaways with your purchase, and the vendor representatives from most of those companies I just mentioned will be on site. Indeed. There's going to be a raffle for a Spartan battery-operated hedge trimmer and an Arctic Kawasaki cooler. And for the kids, well, the miniature goats will be there, the alpacas will be there, the miniature donkeys will be there, and for everybody, you got the food trucks. You got Hooked on Seafood, Chili Billy's, and Frazee's Meat Shack, and T&D Fusion. So you got seafood and meat and tacos and all that stuff. So something for the whole family. Hey, we sure hope to see you there. Bell Creek Equipment, 21927 Dover Bridge Road. That's in Preston, Maryland. Between Easton and Preston, right there at the town of Bethlehem, where you turn to go back to Bethlehem. It's right there. 410-673-2700. You can visit the website, bellcreekequipment.net. Watch your Facebook page, Bell Creek Equipment. That number is 410-673-2700. Now, the Harvard DeGrace 44th Annual Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival is coming to the Star Center at 700 Congress Street in Havre de Grace. In conjunction with the Havre de Grace Decoy Museum on Saturday, May 2nd. That's from 9 to 5 and Sunday, May 3rd from 9 till 3. It's a family-friendly, fun-filled event featuring over 100 exhibitors who present decoys and outdoor products for sale. Decoy carving and competitions highlight the event. You can explore the history of decoy carving, meet the famous carvers, and learn about waterfowl gunning in the displays inside the Decoy Museum. You'll see a punt gun. If you've never seen one, there's one at Delmarva Sporting Clays. Zeke has one there on the floor that he purchased from somebody. One just like it at the Harvard Grace Decoy Museum. These are the guns that would put a pound of black powder in and a pound of whatever projectiles you want and shoot into a flock of ducks on the Susquehanna Flat for the market hunters back in the day. 215 Giles Street is the name, is the address of the Decoy Museum. Now, visitors are urged to visit www.decoymuseum.com to download your map of the Decoy Festival, because it's spread out, a couple places in town that you got to get to. The Giles Street location is the Decoy Museum. Congress Street is the festival, and then there's activities at the high school, too. Make Harvard and Grace your target destination on Saturday and Sunday, May 2nd and 3rd, for the 2026 Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival. Visit decoymuseum.com. And one more time. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. You know, we've had some hot weather. It gets a little chilly some evenings, but not much. But it's time to get ready. Get your place prepared for next winter. Cut down on those oil bills with a gas fireplace insert or a freestanding wood or pellet stove. All at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They've got a great selection. And some of that stuff's going to be on sale pretty soon. So the inserts, Hearth America carries Enviro, which is what I have here, the EX35 gas fireplace insert. But you can get a pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, or a freestanding wood or pellet stove. If you got a shed or a garage you want to heat, or just use that for an alternate heat source in your house, it's a great way to go. Visit BackyardBillies.com. The Hearth America Facebook page, call 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500, open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for Mil-Spec Spray-On Truckliners. Mil-Spec spray-on truck bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and Mil-Spec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your Mil-Spec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Mil-Spec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Mil-Spec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a Mil-Spec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, there we are at the end of the first hour. We thank you all for joining us this morning. I hope you learned something. Hope you were entertained a little bit. Great callers. We just need more callers in that first hour for some reason. But maybe when fishing season starts for real, we'll get some callers. We do hear from some of you on text, which is great. If you need to email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Need crab pictures, by the way. All right. Get out, stay safe in the woods this morning with your turkey season, okay? And remember, God loves you no matter what. So love the Lord, love your family, love your friends, Love your freedom. We'll be right back after the news.